Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
What are you thankful for? I'm really thankful that you've just given me an opportunity to speak for once.
Oh.
Like, I know that I just, like, I talk a lot on this podcast, and I sometimes talk over you, and I want to say that I'm sorry for that, but I'm thankful that I have an understanding friend who...
Yeah. And this is Stranger.
This is Stranger Still. Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we answer questions you never thought to question.
Okay, never mind. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Beacon.
And this week is Thanksgiving's week. If you're listening to this on the day it came out, it is Thanksgiving's week. Thanksgiving's tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of S's. Is that the amount of S's you want to assess in the sentence? Sis.
You could have milked it for a couple more S's, but I'll take it.
Thanksgiving's.
Do you like Thanksgiving as a vegan? How do you feel about Thanksgiving?
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have no problem people eating turkey. I hate gratefulness.
You hate being thankful?
Yeah.
I gotcha. I think as dumb Americans, and maybe I'm making a wide generalization here, but I think that Americans think of Thanksgiving as a truly American holiday, right? Like, you get together with your family, you got the turkey, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, Macy's Day Parade, football, all of that is, like, intrinsically American.
Mm-hmm. You know,
the whole tradition of the Pilgrims and the Native Americans is American. But would you be surprised to learn that other countries out in the world also celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yeah, like,
I didn't mean to, like, cut you off there. Like, that was a joke for the beginning
right.
of this episode. But imagine, there's, like, people in the exotic country of Canada celebrate Thanksgiving,
wow.
John.
In the snow?
Yeah. I will say, I knew that there was a Canadian Thanksgiving, but I felt kind of stupid learning that there are Thanksgiving celebrations around the world. Like, how did I not realize that sooner?
And then, no one is as thankful as we are, Nicholas.
That's true. We're the most thankful people in the world. You guys can't see my hands. I'm doing the hands.
Good. Needs a little work, but
it does.
At least it won't date anything.
Slowly turned into just a regular New Yorker. Where's my pizza?
Wow.
That's what you guys say.
That's
right?
What I say all the time. Where's my pizza? I always lose it.
It's like that in the... Have you seen the Lego movie?
Sure.
There's a whole TV show called Where Are My Pants?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what I was going to say is I felt stupid, and then, like, I was explaining to people at work today that Thanksgiving is celebrated around the world, like in China and South Korea and the Netherlands and Barbados and all these places, and they're like, what? I had no idea, so I didn't feel as stupid after that.
Wow.
Yeah. So, John, I think that for this year's Thanksgiving celebration, we should celebrate by recognizing some of the other celebrations of Thanksgiving around the world.
Okay. So
was that sentence confusing enough?
No. I think the most confusing part is you made it come off as like a natural realization that you're having right now. Like you didn't just research this for the past day.
Oh, I didn't do any research.
Oh.
I'm just making this all up as
okay.
we go.
This is a gut feeling? Sure, yeah, let's wing it.
Yeah. Like a turkey, get it? Pardon that joke, if you will. Do you get it? Like pardoning a turkey?
Sure. Yeah, no, I...
You got nothing? So, I will say that most of the Thanksgiving celebrations around the world, what they have in common is that many of them sprouted from, like, European and Asian traditions of just celebrating the fall harvest. So, at the end of the fall, you harvest all your corn or your rice or whatever you're known for harvesting. And if you have a successful harvest, it means you're not going to die in the winter.
So, is that, like, a Wicca thing?
What do you mean?
Like, Wiccan?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, is that a Wiccan tradition?
No.
Like pagan?
It's like literally a way of them being like, hey, we're not going to die when the snow comes.
Do you think that there's a Wikipedia?
Of course there is, John. There's a Wikipedia for everything.
No, like a Wiccanpedia for Wiccan stuff?
I know. There's a wiki page for it. There's like Fanapedia.
Do you think that's
everything.
What they call it, though?
Yeah. I'm going to Google it right now. Wiccan.
And look up fall harvests.
Well, if I could spell it right. Wiccan. Wiccan.
So it's a Wiccan wiki?
Yeah, there's Wikipedia dot something. I just lost it. Dot net. W-I-C-C-A-N-pedia.
This is why you gotta...
All things Wiccan. Oh, it's not secure. My antivirus is telling me not to go there. So we won't go there. Now I gotta find my place in my notes, John. It's full of
hexes and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, it'll place hexes on my computer, huh?
A little computer hex.
All them hex codes.
You gotta clean off a Windex. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, a lot of Thanksgiving celebrations, like I said, have to do with the fall harvest, just celebrating. We're not gonna die when the winter comes. And some of them were actually influenced by American culture, which I thought was kind of interesting. Like, some countries wouldn't have a Thanksgiving without America. Like, people traveled from America to these countries and brought the tradition with them. Some places combined the two, like a fall harvest and American traditions, like Canada did. And this might be, I'm just going to say this right now, this might be a little bit of a more relaxed episode. As you guys can already tell, we're feeling goofy. I just want to relax this Thanksgiving, so I didn't do a ton of research. I did do more than I wanted to, but I got 14 countries, 14 Thanksgiving celebrations around the world that I'm going to share at least a little bit of information with you with.
Cool. So you're BuzzFeed Nick today, huh?
Yeah.
And in a good way.
I'm pretty sure I did more research than BuzzFeed has ever done combined. Oh, no. Hey-o, because they just go to Reddit and they copy and paste all the... Anyway, that's not true. They've done
it's sometimes good. True. I literally sold my Reddit posts that went viral to Unilad and companies like that.
Yeah. So I've got these kind of split up into categories. The first category is what I'm going to call American-influenced Thanksgiving. But before we do that, I think we should at least set the baseline for what American Thanksgiving is for those that aren't American or haven't listened to last year's Thanksgiving episode. We'll just give a quick rundown. Can you explain what American Thanksgiving is, John?
Yeah. We eat turkey and football.
I already said
we
that.
We don't eat the football, but we eat one of those two things.
You fry up a football and you eat it. Got it. When we're kids, we're explained the story of Thanksgiving is that the pilgrims ran away from England because they were trying to escape
The spooky, scary
monarchy and religious persecution.
Yep.
And when they landed over here, they sucked it at growing crops.
Yeah.
And so some nearby Native Americans were just kind of like strolling by, saw the pilgrims struggling to survive, and then
they're like, no, you gotta use water.
Yeah, not Gatorade, idiots. So they taught them how to plant the crops and how to hunt and whatnot. And then fall rolled around, and thanks to the Native Americans, the pilgrims had enough food that they were going to survive the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So they celebrated by having this giant feast. They invited all the Native Americans over to share the feast. And whether or not that actually happened is up for debate.
Yeah.
Or even if that's the real reason why we celebrate Thanksgiving. So go listen to last year's episode if you haven't.
That's the tall tale of Thanksgiving.
But that's what we're told as kids. And now to celebrate Thanksgiving, like I said, we eat turkey, mashed potatoes, ham, green bean casserole, and basically just get ready for
such a Midwest Christmas thing. Casseroles.
You've never had green bean casserole?
A little bit.
Casserole is just a new thing.
I have fried gardenia.
I don't know what that means.
I have gagoots.
These are words that are foreign to me. I'll look them up on Wikipedia. So Thanksgiving is just.
I have eggplant parmesan. That's what I've got.
Oh, I get it because it's like your name.
It's made just for me, Nick.
When I was a kid, me and my brother thought it was really funny to pronounce parmesan.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't not say it when I go to restaurants and I feel like an idiot. So anyway, Thanksgiving is just a good time to get with your family and be in each other's presence before Christmas hits. And y'all just get way too stressed out about stuff. So American-influenced Thanksgiving. That doesn't mean that they took our traditions. In some cases, it does.
They're taking our traditions.
And they're making them. I couldn't think of anything not xenophobic.
So yeah, I'm just not gonna that's hard.
So the first country I have here is Grenada, and this actually happened fairly recently, believe it or not. In 1983, there was a political coup in Grenada that left this power vacuum, and from what I understand, it was just like mass chaos in the country. I don't know if that's hyperbole or not, but for those who don't know, Grenada is this island just like south of Barbados, which is a little bit further south from Puerto Rico, which is a little bit more south from Cuba. And as we know, Cuba throughout the 80s was...
angry.
Communist. Well, I think they still are, right? I don't know. Maybe I'm just making an idiot of myself. But there's the fear was that the influence of Cuba would fill in this political vacuum in Grenada. So Reagan came in and kind of just influenced their... I guess he solved their political issues. Like a bunch of people volunteered as nurses and stuff and kind of brought the country back to normalcy. And the Grenadians were very thankful. I think that they missed an opportunity to call themselves Grenades.
Yeah.
So much cooler. We're the Grenades from Grenada.
Yeah, that would have been very cool.
They got a very explosive temper. I know that's it's very like stereotypical and you're not supposed to say that, but...
You don't know that. That could be real.
I don't... So anyway, the Grenades were very thankful, and as a symbolic way of saying thank you, they adopted the U.S. celebration of Thanksgiving. And the day that the U.S. came in and sort of fixed their whole situation was October 25th, which is now when the Grenadians celebrate Thanksgiving.
I'm skeptical that we went in and fixed things. Can we, like, there's got to be a little bit more to it than that. There's got to be some kind of profit we were trying to do.
No, Reagan, well, the thing that we didn't want was for communism to take over. So Reagan came in and was like, no, democracy, haha, it's great. Look, we got... couldn't think of anything really good.
What do we have?
We've got...
everyone gets to vote. No, wait, no.
Everyone has equal marriage rights. Wait,
no.
Nope. You can do whatever drugs you want. Nope, not that one either.
You can
marry
minimum
whoever you want. No.
Wage. No.
Democracy! the next country I have is Liberia, and they hold their Thanksgiving on the first Thursday in November. And America apparently has a lot of influence over in Liberian culture, which I was not aware of. Liberia is in Africa. It was founded by American slaves that were freed in the 1800s. They went over to Africa and founded the country of Liberia. And when they did that, they brought with them a lot of the American celebrations, Thanksgiving being one of them. And the day is pretty much celebrated, from my understanding. They go to church. It's more of a Christian holiday. After church, they auction off all the crops they harvested during the fall harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And then the families go home and they just spend time together and eat lots of food.
Cool, Liberia.
Sounds pretty familiar, huh?
I got one too, actually, that I want to pull up for you.
Yeah.
It was Liberia.
Yeah.
It's a very quiet celebration. like gentle, like fireplaces.
Shushing.
Yeah.
There's a... have you ever heard of Norfolk Island?
Is it Irelandish?
No.
Near it?
It is between Australia and New Zealand.
Wow. There's no dumber way to feel dumber than just talking about geography a little bit.
I know. You know? Dumb Americans just feeling dumb.
It's just uninformed. Yeah. I can't memorize all that.
That's why we do this show, though.
Can we just talk about how dumb English? English is just memorization. Like, all the languages have this elegance to them where the words change a little bit.
Nah.
But we don't take the time to memorize anything. We spend so much of our memory memorizing the English language as best we can, and we can't memorize the countries. Can we use that as an excuse?
I am so confused by what you just said.
You'll listen to it later and get it.
So anyway... dumb Americans don't know where Norfolk Island is. But back in the 1890s, there was an American trader that came to the island.
Oh, no, he's a trader.
No, trader with a D.
Okay, cool.
Like Trader Joe's.
We're good. Oh, I love
Trader
him.
Joe's.
I love Joe. Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
That's where he's like, I mean, he's outsourcing to another country for sure.
Chinese goods for really cheap. Yeah. Anyway, so this trader came to the island and suggested to the people that they should decorate their church up to attract the attention of whalers that were out at sea. And when the whalers would show up, they would have this giant Thanksgiving Day celebration to attract them to the island and do trade. And they did. The tradition caught on, and now they celebrate it on the last Wednesday of November. So pretty close to our celebration. I didn't get into the specificity of their celebration, but Brazil is also inspired by a visit from an American. Like, someone just showed up and they're like, hey, we like that Thanksgiving thing. And then they started doing it. Canada starts to fall into the second category, which is just full on harvest feasts. But there's a little bit of American influence there. The Canadian Thanksgiving started 40 years before the American Thanksgiving. So they beat us to it. And it's just a way of saying, hey, we're not going to die. Then during the Revolutionary War, some Brits saw what was coming. They were going to get pushed out of the country, so they fled to Canada, which is where you get, like, the Queen's influence up there. And with them, they took many of the American Thanksgiving traditions, like turkey, corn, potato, sweet potatoes, all that stuff. But now they celebrate
it. How do they keep it cold?
It's Canada. Everything's cold.
They took it with them up there and just kept it cold the whole time.
They just stuck it in the snow.
Yeah. Okay.
It snows year-round up there, from what I understand.
Right. Yeah, it's very...
Someone's not going to know that we're joking and think that we're just really stupid. But they celebrate their Thanksgiving on the second Monday in November. But then there's several countries that began their celebrations like way before America, like millennia ago. And there's not much of a rich history to them. It was just used to celebrate a successful harvest, and eventually became tradition when, a good harvest was guaranteed in today's world, because genetically modifying plants and stuff, and farming techniques and irrigation and all kinds of technology that goes into farming that people take for granted.
Granted?
Yeah, that's a dumb Iowa thing that I've never said before, except for right now in this moment.
No, I've noticed it. All you guys talk about rock formations is words.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It's the glacial plain is why. It's mostly just like limestone, though. Anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent. So I want to run through these. Japan started celebrating their tradition based on the harvest celebrations, but in 1948, it was post-World War II, and the celebration was intended to be just like a celebration for workers' rights, to give them some time off, and now it's celebrated on November 23rd. Barbados, we talked about that before, also celebrates. They actually celebrate a successful sugarcane harvest, so it's not like corn or your traditional fall vegetables, right? And they celebrate it when the last sugarcane is harvested. I don't know how they determine that, but I trust them to figure it out. South Korea celebrates on the 15th day of the 8th lunar month, which is around September, October. It changes from year to year. And their celebration is just to spend time with family, visit cemeteries to pay respects to their ancestors. China and Vietnam have very similar celebrations. They're also celebrated on the 15th day of the 8th lunar month. So they were all closely influenced by each other.
The more you realize, if you really try to break down every holiday, it's all the same thing.
It is.
It's like spend time with family.
Yeah.
And eat food.
Except for Germany.
Uh-oh.
So Germany is a little bit different. And Germany and India, they do like the harvest celebrations, but they start to venture into more religious celebrations as well, which is the last category I have. In Germany, it's mostly religious, not really about spending time with family. They have this thing, I'm going to butcher the name, and then my friend Katie's going to tell me I said it wrong.
Can you say my last name first as a warm-up?
Beegan.
Okay.
This is Erntedankfest.
Can I see it?
Erntedankfest.
Okay, that was hearing it. Can I see it?
No, I don't want to turn my... I have to, blow it up and... Just trust me on this one. That's how it's pronounced.
Okay.
So their whole celebration is just... there's, a lot of festivals. There's parades, a lot of church activities. And this one's celebrated on the first Sunday in November. India has a four-day-long celebration mixed with the harvest celebration and religion. And it's actually held in January, so 2 months from now. And it's to celebrate the harvest of rice, turmeric.
Is this with the lights and everything, too?
I don't know if that's the same celebration. They're celebrating rice, turmeric, and sugarcane harvests. So the first day of the four-day celebration is celebrating the water that was provided to their crops to make them grow. On the second day, they perform puja, where they boil rice and milk and offer it up to the sun god. And then on day three, they celebrate cows, think Shiva and all that stuff. And then on the fourth day, there's another ritual, like puja. I didn't get a name for it. But they wash a turmeric leaf, they place rice on it, and then they just pray for well-being for the year.
I wish we celebrated cows here. We'd be a different
vegan
country.
Get out of my house.
Yeah.
Who do you think this is?
They're like dogs.
You think, vegetarians live here or something?
Yeah, Nick.
Oh.
Is that a joke? Is there a joke? Can you start structuring your jokes so I could recognize them?
I'm going to Google jokes and see what comes up.
Okay. Just start saying knock knock before you're
knock,
sarcastic.
Knock. My wife's a vegetarian.
I got it now.
There's a couple more religious countries, like Israel. They have a week-long celebration.
Wait, If you say Israel on a podcast, is it going to guess?
The NSA is listening, yes.
Now we can't put this on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
Because our companies are so stupid. I
already said Christian, so it's already demonetized. Yeah. We don't put it on YouTube anymore. So their week-long celebration starts on the 15th day of Tishrei, T-I-S-H-R-E-I,
mm-hmm.
which is late September, early October. And their celebration isn't really a harvest celebration. It's just to celebrate the struggle of the 40-year journey that the Jewish people had to take through the desert after they were exiled from Egypt.
Cool.
And then we've got Malaysia. Theirs is actually way in May, so it's like half a year away from now. I could have made that rhyme if I thought about it beforehand, but I didn't. It's gonna be May. I could have done that too. There's a lot of May jokes.
Yeah,
May, there's... I just rewind and... Okay. So, once this is for their rice, and they just celebrate Thanksgiving to honor the rice god, Semangat.
Oh, he sounds so cool. Yeah. I used to make Rice Man when I was a little kid. I wonder if he looked like him.
I really doubt it. If you nailed that on the head, I'd be really worried about like your perceptive abilities.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be psychic by the time this series is over. Stranger still.
Our whole podcast is over. Yeah. Once you become a psychic, then we have to end the podcast.
Yeah.
Right? So.
And I'll see it coming. Don't worry.
Oh.
I'll give you a warning.
Thanks, bud. All right. Well, that's all I have for Thanksgiving celebrations around the world. Do you have anything to add? Good.
Some mashed pots.
Why
do people call it pots?
What do you mean?
For potatoes?
No one calls it that.
Maybe it's a restaurant thing.
I've never heard that.
Oh, is that a mashed pots?
I've never heard that in my life.
Maybe it's like a cool thing.
If you've heard mashed pots before, please write to us on Facebook.
If you've heard mashed pots, please smash your face into your mashed pots.
I've heard of smashed pots when I was playing Zelda. Is that the same thing?
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Should we take a break?
Sure. I've been thinking about it too. It's been really awkward, and I just don't know. Like, I'm glad you brought it up because I felt this tension between us lately. And I didn't know, like, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, you know? Oh, you meant, like, for a musical break. We'll be right back.
I'm just going to let you talk and see how long it went. John, where can people find us?
Right here. Okay. On where you're listening, and also at StrangerStillShow.com.
Yeah, and if you're so kind, if you were just... be such a doll, leave us a review on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
That would be like the nicest thing you can do for us. We got another review.
Do people like being called dolls, Nick?
I don't know.
It sounds kind of creepy.
Do you like being called a doll?
Not for leaving a review.
I've got a review from Anansi26.
All right.
This was left very recently. Again, I'm sorry if I missed your review. iTunes is, the podcast app on my phone is just really good at sorting these reviews. They gave us.
Oh, and we have to also welcome any new folks that heard us with Joshua.
Yeah. Sorry this episode wasn't as good as last week's. But it's Thanksgiving.
But if you're part of the new batch, let's hear what they have to say.
Welcome to the show. So I believe that this is from the new batch. They left us a 5-star review titled Great Podcast. That's a good
start. Yeah, no, that's a good start.
Yeah. They said.
I'm not impressed yet, though. Keep
going. You will be. They said. Found these two from a post about Josh Clark from Stuff You Should Know fame. Glad I chose to subscribe. I think I found my new podcast addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Looking very much forward to listening to every episode. Definitely check it out with 3 exclamation points.
That's a lot of exclamation points. I'm glad to feel your addiction. We will leave you high and dry if you stop.
Yeah, and sorry
there's
about
no
the other
rehab.
Episodes.
You will have to listen to all of them, and we will continue to do it.
Recently, a lot of people have told me that they like just started listening, and they started at the very beginning, and I'm like, no, just like skip a
year. People are into that, though.
I know, but they are very good, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm sure we thought they were good at the time, but now we found our stride.
That's the Childish Gambino approach to life. Is he said a bunch of problematic stuff in his uh-huh. first music,
uh-huh.
and he's like, eh, you got to watch me grow.
Yeah.
So that's what we have
watch
to
us grow.
But it's just be careful for those growing pains.
Yeah. Hey, the other thing you can do to support us.
Yeah.
Is you can go to StrangerStillShow.com/shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take you to the Network Flying Machine Patreon page where you can kick a few bucks our way and support the whole network.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like, well, I don't listen to these other shows because I was going to say something really mean. Well, yeah, I'm dumb and I don't know what good podcasts are. You should be listening to those other shows, is what I'm trying to say.
You're describing one specific person that doesn't exist. It's right. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. You can choose the podcast you listen to, so the more of your money goes towards those shows. And for $1, you get like a newsletter. We're going to add a bunch of other stuff like live streams soon. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. I'm going to say it anyway. Sorry, Justin. And then at $5, you get bonus episodes for every show on the network.
Yep.
Which we're now started in May, so we're 6 months in.
We had, if you ever heard True Crime Garage, mm-hmm. we had him open up about his father that he hasn't done on his show. We had my father on, a lot of dad stuff.
Yeah. Next month I'll be talking about my dad ventures for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I think we're going to talk about how we met Josh Clark. So if you want to hear that story, not like met Josh Clark, but got him on
digitally.
Our show and digitally met him. We'll have that up for next month. And the other cool thing is if you kick enough money our way, you can choose to get a shout out on our show. So without further ado, I want to thank one of our newest patrons, Matt Suing.
Yeah.
Who we've read a letter from him on our sleep paralysis show.
Yeah, he shared a very beautiful story. Yeah. Scary, spooky story.
Very spooky, scary story about his experiences with sleep paralysis. And couldn't be more happy to have you as a patron, Matt. Thank you so much for your support. And thank everyone else that's a patron for their support.
All the patrons out there.
Are you about to like lay a sick
for America
or something?
The patriots.
Oh, stop.
It's there. The word's stop. There. I just can't shape it.
Well,
my mouth won't make the sounds.
If you can't shape it, throw it in the trash. John, it's Thanksgiving. Normally we would say what we're most thankful for, but that's a dumb tradition. Instead, I want to know what your favorite Thanksgiving food is.
Yeah, fried gardenia.
I don't know what that is, okay? Can you lay out the ingredients for me?
Okay. Gardenia?
What is that?
Are you lost already?
Yes!
Okay, I'll start the other end.
Fried is not the
hold on,
okay?
Breadcrumbs.
Okay.
Okay, egg.
Yeah.
Which I can't have anymore.
All
right. And gardenia.
Okay. What is that? Fried is not the part.
What's your favorite Halloween? What are we talking about?
Favorite Thanksgiving dish.
I'm just on vacation already.
See, so this answer isn't fair for me because my grandma made the best chicken and noodles in the world. Or it's turkey and noodles, sorry. It was like homemade egg noodles in chicken broth with turkey thrown in. And my God. You folks out there, you have no idea how good it was.
All right, I'm taking you to...
what is this?
A website that says, is it gardenia or gardenia?
That's not what I want. What is it?
Now you're going to know how to pronounce it.
It's a vegetable.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look at a
picture. Am I too cultural for you?
Yeah, so it's like cabbage.
What?
That's what these pictures pulled up.
Not cabbage.
It looks like lettuce.
Type in fried gardenia.
This is the worst audio content ever.
No. Everyone at home do the same thing. You have a couple of seconds to catch
it
up with
like
them.
It looks like bacon. Like,
yes.
Bacon, but from lettuce.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's stringy. And
I think
like...
I found a picture of your grandma here. Is that your grandma cooking it right there?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's actually her. Did you just type fried gardenia on Google?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can make one like abstract food part of an American Thanksgiving tradition, what would you choose just to mess with people?
Just to mess with people?
Yeah. Like anything.
Man.
Like even if it's not edible.
Oh, and it has to be like, I don't know. I'd probably do something with pine cones. I'd probably mess with pine cones. Right?
Okay.
Like I do like peanut butter pine cones.
I'm with you here.
You dip them in peanut butter and you just crunch them up.
Yeah.
And that's going to be to celebrate, I don't know, gun rights.
Wood davers.
What would you do?
Wood davers. We got to make wood davers. What?
What's a wood daver?
It's a Homestar Runner joke.
Okay.
Go watch Homestar Runner. You know what I would add is just the biggest bowl of
straight
mayonnaise.
Yeah, dude, I'm with you. Nope.
Straight mayonnaise. And you have to like dollop it on your plate and just eat that damn mayonnaise. I don't like mayonnaise, but I think it'd be funny to watch people do that.
You're sick.
I'm still Nick.
I'm still John. Bye.
This is Stranger Still.
I give you the incredible flying machine.